WTTS on demand.
Hey, it's Scott Riggs backstage at Bonnaroo 2012, hanging out with Alabama Shakes. How you guys doing?
Doing good.
Doing good. Feels good to be in the AC.
Yes. We at least try and make you comfortable in here for the few minutes that we can get you. So,
you have any beer?
Yeah, we do.
Just kidding.
We do. Cool. We'll get to that in a minute. We were in here all day yesterday, and we ran out to try and catch your set last night, and it was crazy. And I really want to hear your side of this story, but I mean, we got out there, and I couldn't get in through many entrances, and I went to the ever-growing crowd that was just farther and farther away, where you guys just got smaller on the stage. But I mean, you definitely overflowed that tent beyond belief. So tell me about the show last night.
The show was great. I felt really good about it. I don't know, there's a couple parts where I was just kind of like playing on intuition, where Brittany's guitar mix, it was a little low in my monitor, but the crowd was insane and going crazy. It seemed like they were before we even came close to going on the stage. The acts ahead of us did a good job warming them up. So
Yellow Wolf.
Yeah, yeah, I'm pumped up. I was nervous going out there, but it was good. Yeah. Felt good.
And you know, kind of looking back here at the last year and a half or so, I mean, it's fairly meteoric in terms of what's happened to you guys. I mean, I was also at South By, and every year there's always a band that most people are talking about, and this year for me it was you guys. Like, yeah, everyone was saying, oh my god, did you see any of those shows? They were amazing. You should have. You know, so talk about the last year for you guys and what it's been like kind of up to today.
Been pretty crazy.
It's been crazy. I think there was a time, you know, so I don't know, maybe I should give it a little timeline. Back in the summers when we got management and a booking agent, things like that, and that's when things really started taking off. But you know, people would say things are moving fast, how does it feel? And we were like, it's not moving that fast, you know. We don't even have a record label yet, our record's not out yet, and people are saying that. And you know, that continued for a long time, where we were, I don't know, maybe oblivious to it or in denial, one or the other.
I'm telling.
But then, you know, it's like over the past couple months is just kind of a whirlwind, you know. The record came out, and then people telling us you're at this place on the Billboard charts and yada yada. You know, it's like, it's all great, but it's just stuff you can't break open a bottle of champagne every time you hear something like that, because it's just so much going on. But it's all good, and anything bad we say right now is a good problem to have, you know, for the most part.
It's crazy to think this time last year we were playing like Record Store Day at the Groove in Nashville to make it. With Hacienda, they were headlining that, and I think we played maybe like 50 people, something like that. And now this summer we're playing at Bonnaroo, and we've both been to Bonnaroo as fans before. I came, the last time was when Radiohead played, like 6 years ago, and I was like, man, it would be cool to just come here and set up on one of these side roads or the entrance to Bonnaroo and play with my band. You know, that would be cool. I would do that, and now we're playing a tent, so.
Yeah.
All right, that's a good transition into, since you guys have been to Bonnaroo before, good Bonnaroo tip for either band or fan who's coming.
Water, lots of water. You know, even like, I've been here 3 times as a fan, and so this is our first time playing, and we were in the crowd for the Sharon Jones show, and I'm just like, water. that's very important.
Baby powder would be my suggestion. Yeah. Baby powder.
That's a good one. So, you had mentioned that the album Boys and Girls came out, and I'd love for you guys just to hear your perspective on it. I mean, it's that first culmination of all the stuff that you guys have worked on. Now you have something to put out there. So, can you talk about that album?
Yeah, it was, you know, they say you have your whole life to put out your first record, and it kind of felt that way to us. You know, it was a long process. It was, the recording that record was over a year. We had demoed some stuff prior to that, even, you know, and it was everybody was working full time, so scraping up money to get in the studio and finding the time to do it was just few and far between. So it was like, I don't know, for it to finally come out is a really big reward for us. It's pretty special. But you know, that was just a demo we were making. We started making a demo just to get gigs locally. Maybe solicit it to some record labels or something, you know, give it to a lot of people who probably wouldn't have wanted it. But we never expected what happened.
And it's also nice to have something. I mean, until you have an album, you're a touring band, right? That's all you are. You can't. It's hard to get people interested in you outside of wherever you go. So at least having that gives you that more concrete thing, and kind of let that do its own thing while you guys do your thing.
Yeah.
It seems like, I mean, you guys do a really good job in terms of what's on the album and then translating that into a live show, which isn't always a direct reflection of what's on the album, and you play to your crowds, right? I mean, obviously some set that you guys do here is different than a smaller room and things like that. Can you just talk about the dynamic of recording and live shows?
I think Brittany is the biggest variable in that. You know, she really is a great performer. She loves doing it. She can captivate a crowd unlike anyone I've ever played with, much less seen. You know, she's got something special about her when it comes to performing live. And so the shows are always a little more energetic, more of a rock and roll show. And we like that. We like to say we're a rock and roll band. We like, you know, that gives us a lot of freedom. If, you know, we can play a small segment of rockabilly tunes in the set, then go back to some soul stuff or just indie rock, whatever. You know, we don't really, I don't know. I don't know what kind of genre we are, really. Yeah, I don't know. But it's like, we just do whatever we want to do and try to make it entertaining.
The overall,
to us, yeah, as well as the crowd.
The overall thing with us was just to write songs that felt good. And I don't know whether the genre or anything matters, just like if they feel good to us, and if Brittany like feels good playing them, it just kind of like a feeling that comes out, and it's not structured or premeditated or anything. It's just good feeling music to us. And then when we get to play in front of people that actually like it and are there to see us, it kind of brings it out. It amplifies it a little bit more. And we all, Brittany especially, we feed off that energy from the crowd, and it just brings it out even more.
Last question for you is regarding something we were talking about earlier, but you guys did a few dates with Jack White, and I'm kind of interested on your perspective. I know the opportunity was great and the shows were good, but just kind of the reality of those types of shows that you don't expect. You think, okay, cool, we're going to be on here, and then you kind of see everything that's going on behind the scenes and what's happening.
I don't know. You know, we played the Ryman. We did two nights at the Ryman with Jack.
I don't know if you want us to tip him off like that. He's kind of secretive.
Yeah. But I don't know, man. It was a dream come true. You know, I told another journalist this the other day. It's like I stopped on the way home and got a cigar. You know, it's like this. I had to celebrate a little bit.
Yeah.
And so that's kind of how the whole tour was. It was like a dream come true to get to do all that.
He knows how to do it. He's got good catering. Real good catering.
All right. Alabama Shakes, live at Bonnaroo 2012 backstage. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. WTTS On Demand.